The following program is brought to you by Mind's Eye, the virtual newsstand.
Welcome to the Health Beyond Barriers podcast, where your health and our insight knows no borders. This is Cynthia, and during this podcast, we are going to talk about dementia. Dementia affects everyone, young and old. 1 in 3 seniors dies with a dementing illness, and in 2015, more than 15 million caregivers of these seniors provided an estimated 18.1 billion hours of unpaid care. So what is it? Dementia is a blanket term that is used when talking about memory loss that is associated with a decline or significant impairment in social or occupational functioning. Dementia is not a specific diagnosis. The new Diagnostic and Statistical Manual of Mental Disorders, version 5, has renamed dementia to major neurocognitive disorder and further classifies into the specific disease type the person has. This helps to guide more appropriate expectations and treatments. There is also a syndrome of memory loss that doesn't quite meet the criteria for major neurocognitive disorder, but is associated with a high risk of progressing to dementia. It is called mild cognitive impairment, MCI. It is thought that MCI represents a vague prodromal stage between normal cognitive function and dementia and is not normal age-related cognitive changes. People with MCI show a change from previous personal norms, but their activities of daily living are intact. Warning signs of dementia include short-term forgetfulness, having trouble with problem-solving, such as balancing a checkbook, having trouble doing daily tasks that the person could easily do before, confusing time or place, vision problems such as difficulty with perception while driving or reading, repeating questions or statements during a conversation, calling things a wrong name, unable to retrace steps when misplaced objects, poor judgment when dealing with money or hygiene, social withdrawal, and changes in mood or personality. If you or your loved one has any of these signs, it is important to talk to your doctor sooner rather than later about these memory changes. Detecting changes in memory early is important because early intervention can discover and treat a reversible cause of dementia, allow the person to participate in advanced care planning, help the person and his or her loved ones to plan for support services, and in some cases, improve or stall the disease process. There are many types of dementing illnesses that can be classified into reversible and non-reversible. Reversible causes are thought to make up 10% of all dementias, and a thorough assessment should be done to look for one of these when someone is diagnosed either with MCI or dementia. Non-reversible dementia syndromes are more common and include Alzheimer's disease, vascular dementia, Lewy body disease, frontotemporal dementia, Parkinson's disease, and several others. Dementia is not caused by silver fillings, flu shots, aspartame, or aluminum. Knowing the type of dementia is very important, so make sure you have a specific diagnosis before starting any treatment. Dementia is identified by first taking a full medical and social history from the person and caregivers to determine the type of memory changes that are occurring and the impact these changes have on functioning. It is also crucial to perform a memory test, often in the form of a short screen in the office setting. There are many tests that can be done in the office, including the free St. Louis University Mental Status Examination and Rapid Cognitive Screen, which pick up both dementia and MCI. To establish a diagnosis, the doctor must correlate the clinical picture with the screening test. If further testing is needed, a comprehensive neuropsychiatric evaluation by a specialist can be done. Once it has been determined that MCI or dementia is present, the search for the underlying cause begins with a thorough medication review, blood work, and brain imaging, usually a CAT scan or an MRI, blood markers for Alzheimer's disease, spinal taps to assess brain fluid composition, and functional imaging are currently used in research and are not routinely used in the clinical setting. Treatment cannot begin until a diagnosis has been established. The Federal Drug Administration of the United States has approved two medication classes for the treatment of Alzheimer's disease, which may help to slow the progression of memory loss for about 6 to 12 months. There is a mix of good and bad evidence that these medicines work, so you must weigh the potential benefits against the potential risks, such as side effects or drug-drug interactions. Non-medication therapies, such as cognitive stimulation therapy, reminiscence, physical exercise, and music therapy has been shown to be as effective or more effective for the treatment of dementia and its behavioral manifestations as any approved or unapproved medication. It is very important to start non-medication therapies from the moment MCI or dementia have been identified. The two most important things healthcare providers and caregivers can do for people living with dementia are 1. Help them plan for the future to ensure their personal, financial, and healthcare goals are met once they are no longer able to participate in decision-making, and 2. Include them in meaningful cognitive, social, and physical activities throughout the stages of illness. Ask your doctor for community resources that can provide education and support for caregivers of people living with dementia. You can help your loved one the best by also caring for yourself. Thank you for taking the time to listen to the Health Beyond Barriers podcast, where your health and our insight knows no borders. This podcast was prepared by Milta Little, DO at SLU Care Physicians Group, Geriatric Medicine. She holds a Bachelor of Science in Biology and Spanish for the Evangel University Springfield, MD, Midwestern University, Chicago College of Osteopathic Medicine, Certified American Board of Internal Medicine, Internal Medicine, November 2010. Dr. Milta Little specializes in care for older adults. She works with patients to manage complex diseases and geriatric syndromes and provides medical direction in long-term care. Her areas of clinical interest include polypharmacy, weight loss, advanced care planning, and cognitive impairment. Dr. Little is interested in research into long-term care and interprofessional health education. She is an assistant professor in the Department of Internal Medicine, Division of Geriatric Medicine at St. Louis University School of Medicine. Dr. Little is the president of the Missouri Association of Long-Term Care Practitioners and is a board member of the AMDA, the Society for Post-Acute and Long-Term Care Medicine. She also serves as the associate editor for AMDA's peer-reviewed publication. Some of her awards include CMD, Certified Medical Director through AMDA, the Society for Post-Acute and Long-Term Care Medicine, July 2012, HRSA-sponsored Geriatric Academic Career Award, GACA, 2010-2015, Induction into the European Academy of Medicine for Aging, June 2012, Associate Editor, Journal of the American Medical Directors Association. For more information about LAMP, visit their website at lampinterpreters.org, like them on Facebook at LAMP Interpreters, or follow them on Twitter at LAMPSTL. For more information about Mind's Eye, visit their website at mindseyeradio.org, like them on Facebook at Mind's Eye, or follow them on Twitter at Mind's Eye Radio.